praise him too. One more time. The birdies louder. In that tree just
wow. Sing their song. Angels in the forest. Sing a song. The flowers in the garden. In their feet. Look at watching now. Watching now. Praise him too.
I'm Oh, Lord, we sound like Methodists. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ain't it good to be in God's house?
Amen.
You know, when I get to heaven, people say, well, when I walk in, I'm going to see this and I'm going to see that one first. I don't know who I'm going to see first. All I know is I'm going to see them on the way to see Jesus.
Amen.
I tell you, if this song service don't get you crank crunk up, something wrong with you. I'm excited, you know, and I can't help it. I may preach a little bit and I may shout a little bit, but that'll be okay. I'm going to leave it to God, and y'all do what you want. I hope you like my preaching. I hope I get where I like it. But what we've got to do is God's people this morning is come together. We got to get this like these little children that was up here. You think, well, they were a little out of control. Amen. We need to get out of control for God. We need to get on fire for God. We need to realize that God loves us and that He loves us more than anything else.
Amen.
My text this morning is shot by Cupid's arrow. And I'm going to preach on love. But we're going to go to the book of Revelations chapter 2. And you're going to say, Lord, every time a preacher reads that, we get it. Well, no, we ain't going to get it this morning. We're going to talk about love. This is one of the chapters of Revelations that was wrote to the church of Ephesians that talks about love. And it don't get, they say it gets told to, listen, it just asks, Jesus just said, remember your first love. Remember. When times get bad in our lives, when we don't think we can go no more, when the Goliath pop up, the stormy seas pop up, all God wants us to do is remember that first love.
Amen.
I better read for don't read. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write these things, said he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and thou knowest and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them that say they are apostles and are not, and have hast found them liars, and hast bore and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not failed. Nevertheless, I have something against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of this place, except thou repent. Now, I know this sounds like hard, but like he was fussing at this church, but all he was trying to do was to call them back to remembrance. And in order to know something about this, we need to have a little, let's come up through the time and see what this place was. Ephesians was a place that Paul went to on his first missionary, one of the second missionary journey. And this was a place, it was a seaport at that time. And it wasn't no, it was it's sort of like a New York City. It was a big industrial type place, and when they dug it up, the archaeologists found out that there was roads, it was paved with marble, there was multi-room marble bathhouses. This tells me this was a big city. This was a booming city, and this city's religion was based on Dana, which was the goddess of fraternity, and they built this with the great temple of Dana we've probably all heard about, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. These people, they had sorcerers, and they had magicians, and they had all of this in the city. And this was the last place you would think that Paul or anybody would be able to reach these people. But what happened when Paul come in and he began to preach to them, what happened is they felt something, that that their religion that they had was just set this. You do this, you do this. No feeling, no life. But all at once, Paul had brought something that some good news that had arrived. Oh, it was a lie that wasn't dead. And that's what's wrong today. There's too many churches across the country and religion across the country are so showed Baptist how to pray best. Don't want to hurt your feelings. When you get to heaven, won't be no Baptist there.
Amen.
But there'll be an old-fashioned preacher there, I guarantee you that. And if you want to know who I am, I'll be the one making the biggest racket. But he brought something. All at once, those people got shot by the arrow. All at once, they're just like, you remember when you was lost? I was sitting on the back bench, in bad shape. All at once, the arrow, it pierced my heart, and then something happened. I come to an old fashion, all the people say, well, I said this, I said, I have no word for the idea what I said. All I know is, all at once I saved, and I felt the love. Everybody say amen, remember that.
Amen.
Y'all don't get quiet on me. And I felt it. And you know, it does things to you. Amen. I was in the altar, and there was this lady that was a good Christian lady. God bless her heart. And she'd go to the altar when everybody went. And she'd pray for people. She prayed for me. But this one was ugly. She's like me. Boy, I'm telling you, she's something else. But when I saved, I looked at her and she, I said, the prettiest thing you ever seen in my life. I was, yeah, why? Because I felt that first love. I felt that a love that I had never felt before in my life. That a love that surpasses all understanding. That love that said God so loved the world. I was, at that time, I got a hold of something I never had. And when trouble than they are. Listen, you think you're going to go through life without ever meeting Goliath or without ever riding the stormy seas? There's something wrong with you. It ain't going to happen. It's just not going to do it. Listen, you can't get on top of the mountain if you ain't been through the valley. You know, God loves us. You know that? And these people all at once got a hold of something that they had never had. Something new to them. Something real to them. Something. And they went crazy. Why? The Bible says that the magicians and all over in Ephesians took their books and piled them up out in the city, burned them. Said it was great heaps of books and burned them. What? This was how they made their living. All at once, they got excited and they wanted more and more and more of God's love. They wanted to feel that Spirit. They wanted to enjoy that Spirit. And that's the way we ought to be, folks. We ought to not be satisfied to come to church on Sunday morning and then wait until next Sunday to get another dose. I brought up and had church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. It did. And God, I hated it. When I was a young boy, every time I turned around, they was putting clothes on me. I had to put shoes on. I didn't like shoes. See how big my feet get, because it's flat out. I didn't have no shoes on. And take me to church. But why? They felt the love of God. They wanted more and more and more. We can do great things through what? Jesus Christ. Listen, you want to... And I know it shouldn't be. He said, preacher, ought not get mad. Well, I didn't cuss or nothing, but I just got upset. And he said, we'll change the way you think about churches. I said, Lord, help them. They don't even know what they're talking about to start with. There's every kind of stuff out there, but it's not real. Listen, the realness comes when you shot with that arrow. When it pierced your heart and you know the condition you're in. You know there was something there that was broken and you needed repaired. These people were the same way. They got excited in it. The Bible said they went to seeking out. He said, I think he's the Lord. Jesus was telling them for looking for all these false preachers and doing away with them. You say, well, we got false preachers today. Turn your television on, honey. Turn your television. $29.95, they'll send you a prayer call. And if you plant a seed of $100, you'll get $1,000 back. Honey, I couldn't plant $1,000, but I plant $100 bill, and all that happens, that dollar bill just goes away. Amen. You can plant them till you turn green. They ain't going to grow. Amen. Everybody, amen. Y'all don't get quiet on me. Listen, we need to be excited.
Amen.
Now, you look at this stuff, and they'll preach for 5 minutes or holler for 5 minutes or whatever they do for 5 minutes, and then the other 25 minutes they're begging for money. That ain't the way it ought to be. That ain't the way it's supposed to be. But then he said, you looked them, you saw them, and I'll tell you, today is the day we're living in. It's a day that the world is trying to take over. Listen, the world don't like us. The world knows that we didn't exist. And they're trying to do it with any means they can. But, you know, I'm so fool. I'm a child of God. People say, well, I'm a servant of the Lord. I beg your pardon. I ain't a servant. I'm a child serving my Father. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. Listen, everybody, I'm saying I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
We need to get louder. I'm a child of God. Quit acting and go back to the first club, we'd have better meetings.
Amen.
Too many times to put on a show. They are. That's what it ought to be. Somewhere in that they're forgetting the first love. Preachers, we need to remember your first love.
Amen.
You're called to preach the gospel of who? Jesus Christ, not a man.
That just come out. I didn't know what that was.
But he says, I see you like you don't, you're after them. And he says, but you forgot your first love. What have they done? This has been a good choir. You got to remember now, Ephesians was where John was at when he put on the altar, right? You know, and if you look at the churches, they start with Ephesians, and in order of the Bible, they go back. And the last church was the first one, who the Father's last church back. They're in order back. And this was where John was at when he got exiled to the ark.
So, these people, they had, it had been some time since Paul and since this date.
John spent a lot of his time in Ephesians. But what happened is these people had started to put a form and formality on their services. They began to try to incorporate some of the things that they'd done in the worship of Dina and bring it into their service. Now, I don't know about you, but the devil and the Lord don't mix. Okay? If they ain't gonna happen. You know, it's sort of like oil and water. They ain't going to mix. You can't mix the two. It won't work. Jesus is saying, look, folks, what you got ain't going to work. You forgot the feeling you had when you first started out. That's right. There's some churches around here and people in them I love. But the Spirit of God was to hit them hard one Sunday morning. They wouldn't know how to act. Why? They ain't been in a long time. You just come in and sit down. Here's what we do. We come in, we sit down in the church. This is what you look like. Watch y'all. Thanks, sir. Here I am. Blessed be if you can, but you can't.
you know my place. Amen? Preach, you know how time it was. Well, about 10 minutes to 12, you go to squirming. Amen, stop.
And people go, and you try to do it casual.
You preach, you do it too.
We do. I'm going to get out here before I break my neck.
So what God is saying, listen, let's just come to church on Sunday. Let's just remember our first love, that thing that first time that little arrow pierced our heart. And let's just simply say, God, here I am. Use me. Let me tell you something, church. And my wife will tell you this. I love y'all quite. What time that I've heard it, my wife will tell you that all the time I said, you know, I wish we had a choir. Now there's a lot of singers in the world, boys. But the difference in your choir and a lot of other choirs is you sang with that first love. Amen. Well, that makes the higher sweeter. Makes the lower better. Amen. It does. That's what it's all about, preacher. Some of you I've heard preach, some of you ain't. Some of you been preaching a long time, some of you ain't. Somewhere along the line, you'll get up, you'll preach one, and after soul win, you can take 5 minutes and tell somebody every word you said. If it ain't already coming up, ain't it, Jack? He'll have to have one or something. What is it? He'll have to. What happened?
Got that first love.
Sometimes we try to prepare it. Now, don't get me wrong. I read more than most people. I read other books. I read the Bible. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can get a good sermon on Monday and go to reading and you can preach it out by Sunday. You get up Sunday, you won't have to think Sunday. Sometimes the best thing to do is just, if I get something real hard, I'll head to other scripture. I'll try to leave that alone. But these little things that we do, that we don't understand, is God's way of saying, go to your first love. You'll get over the Goliath. David whooped Goliath. How did he whoop Goliath? With a rock. A slingshot. Why? Because he practiced. I ain't been up on the mountain protecting the sheep. And ain't no telling how many times he slung rocks at an old tree or something that slingshot. He's a good shot. Why? Because he practiced. If we're going to show the love of God and convey to a lost and dying world, we gotta practice.
Amen.
We gotta do it. The more we do it, the easier it gets. You remember when you was first saved, trying to testify how hard it was? The more you do it, the easier it gets.
Amen.
You say, well, preacher, it's kind of hard for me now. Well, you ain't practicing enough. That ain't God's problem. It's just hard to ask somebody if they're saved. Why? You ain't practicing enough. I asked a waitress not long ago, we was off on a hunt trip. That's about all I've done life trip for a while. I retired and went hunting. And didn't come home for a long time. And now I say, well, it's time for me to go hunting. My wife packed my bag and handed me some money. She said, it's worth that. Keep having to pick up after you while you're in. But I asked a lady, and this was a nice lady, I said, you ever been saved? She looked at me right funny. Tears went to coming down her eyes. She said, I've been in this restaurant for 7 or 8 years, and nobody's ever asked me for my testimony. And she says, you better believe I've been saved.
Amen.
And she went on, and about 30 minutes later, she got done with her testimony. And my breakfast was cold. Boy, I sure did feel good. You see, sometimes people are just waiting to tell their testimony. Remember your first love. How do you remember your first love? Paul made a career remembering his first love. What do you mean? Everywhere he went, he just gave his testimony. Paul was out. He'd tell you about his first love. Everywhere he went. So, what do we do? You may not have nothing else in this world, but you got a testimony that you've been saved by God. So if you ain't got a testimony, it's time you get on down here to the altar and get you one.
Amen.
So let me tell you something. There's going to come a time that you're going to die. That's a fact. When you breathe your first breath, death got on your crate. Your alarm clock is sitting there ticking. And one day, it's going to go off. When it does, you've got to have that experience with God. You've got to have known that first love. To make it. Let me tell you something. People, listen. If you're here lost, and you die, you're going to hell. Burning far forever and ever. Well, let me tell you something worse than that. You're preaching to someone, yes, they are. Do you realize if you die lost without God, nobody will ever remember you ever existed? Thank you. Nobody will ever remember. Eternally separated from everybody. You say, well, I'll be in hell, won't be myself. I beg your pardon, you'll be down there right. You won't know. There may be somebody hollering right close to you, but you'll not see them. You'll not see the very one that sent you there. Why? Because nobody ever know you ever existed. You'll burn in hell forever. So if you have never felt that first love, don't you think it's about high time you get it? Don't you think it's time to find it? Let me tell you, hell's real. Heaven's real. He went on to say that Jesus told him, he said, I see how that you hate demons. I don't remember that demon's name, but he was one of the original demons. And how you did away with it. Listen, there's demons in our lives. How do we get them out? Remember your first love. God bless you. Thank you this morning. You have been a wonderful group of people. Thank you for saying, you've lifted me up with your singing. You've lifted me up with your prayer. She'll do make me feel good with your smile. I like seeing people smile when I preach, you know. And when I was in the hospital, when I told my preacher called it, and I dreamed I was preaching to frogs, and I dreamed over and over again, and I had no earthly idea what the Lord was trying to tell me till I went to start preaching. You know, we get puffed up. I look like a bunch of frogs sometimes. It don't take much to get us mad. But it don't take much to get us over. Just remember our first love. Listen, thank you. Don't ever change. You got a good pastor. I love it. Okay? I love it. You know, I hope. I'm like him. I don't mind my grandkids sitting under his preaching. I hope he's still preaching. Preach my great grandkids. I love it. I love you too. God bless you. Don't ever change. Last time I preached here, I believe Bud Bowles was probably the pastor. Been a long time. You know what? And it was good then. And you know what I'm so glad of? I found you just like the rest. Still worshiping God. I don't know when I'll be back, but the next time I'm back, my prayer is, Lord, let me find them just like I left.
Still praising God.
Thank you. God bless you.
Here's our prayer. We ask them if they would to come around and get a song. I thank God for the gospel that I have heard this morning. It's touched my heart. And I couldn't help but think about two ladies. One of them's name was Naomi, and her daughter-in-law, whose name was Ruth. Ruth had been married for 10 years and lost her husband. Naomi, her mother-in-law, had decided that she was going to go back to her home country. She was going back to Bethlehem, Judah. Naomi told Ruth, her daughter-in-law, and her other daughter-in-law, Orpah, she said, "Now y'all stay here. I'm going back home." And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you."
Yeah.
She said, whither thou goest, I will go. Whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. She said, your God is going to be my God. Where you die, I'm going to die. Do you know what love involves this morning? Commitment. We think it's a noun, and it is a noun, but some of these English teachers will set us straight. They'll let you know that love is a verb. Husbands, wives, when we got married, we committed ourselves together in love, didn't we? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son just for you, lost person, just for me. He committed His only begotten Son to me that I might have eternal life and that you might have it. I'm going to ask you, this morning, is the Lord dealing with your heart? Do you know Jesus in the prayer? Do you know what Phil was talking about whenever he talked about when we get to heaven? Do you know for a surety that that's going to be your home when you leave this world? If Jesus is asking for that commitment from you, if He's dealing with your heart this morning, I ask you to step out from where you are. Commit to Him. Step out and come to this altar, this front bench, and ask Jesus to save you. And I promise you that He will. What about it this morning? Will you commit to Jesus? While we stand and sing, will you come?
5:37.
Husbands, I fuss on us all the time, don't I?
Let your wife know that you love her this morning. Wives, let your husband know you love him. Y'all might have had a fuss before you got here. This would be a good place to make up. Grandchildren, let your grandparents know you love them. Children, let your mom and dad know you love them. Mom and dad, let your children know you love them. Preachers, let's let each other know we love them. Now, I do. I love you, men. Be obedient to him this morning. It takes commitment to show love. While we sing another verse, lost person comes, church moves.
Tell them to love them, all right? It looked like they had a lot of hugs and a lot of fusses.